Okay, Leonardo, employee benefits.
Good morning. Agenda paper 12C is a summary of the interpretations committee decisions on the determination of the discount rate for post-employment benefit obligations. The original question is whether corporate bonds with a rating lower than AA can be considered to be high-quality corporate bonds in accordance with ICE 19. In February, the ISB asked the Interpretation Committee to propose amendments to ICE 19 to clarify the requirements on the determination of the discount rate. The ISB tentative decision are reported in paragraph 7 of this paper. On the basis of this indication, we presented to the committee proposal for a narrow scope amendment to ICE 19. Our proposal are summarized in paragraph 9 of this paper. In May, the committee decided that our proposed amendment was too broad and asked the staff to limit its work on analysis of whether the term high quality is an absolute or a relative concept. In July, the committee noted that the term high quality reflects an absolute concept of credit quality, and that changing the requirements of the determination of the discount rate is too broad to be addressed in an efficient manner. So the committee tentatively decided not to add this issue to its agenda. In November, the committee, after considering the comments received, confirmed its decision not to add this issue to its agenda and recommended that the issue should be addressed in the ISB research project on discount rates. The final agenda decision is reported in paragraph 13 of the paper. This is about 1 year of work that I try to summarize in a few minutes. If you have questions or comments, are welcome.
I just had one question on the currency issue. Is it possible that in some funds we have multiple currencies for benefits? So if you, or do they always separate them? So if you're a multinational and you've got employees in the US and in Europe, for instance, is it possible that some benefits will be paid in US dollars and some will be paid in euros?
Yes. In our proposed amendment that would be included in the 2012-2014 cycle, we are proposing to say that the discount rate should be determined in the same currency of the liability. If you have a liability in US dollar,
if you've got multiple liabilities, then
you calculate multiple discount rates.
Stephen?
So paragraph 9 in the table, and then the very last part of that, for how to determine the discount rate if there's no deep market in high quality bonds.
Yes.
When, maybe I just forget, but when did we discuss that? I mean, wasn't this the proposal that we had several years ago that was rejected?
This is what's discussed by the Interpretation Committee.
Oh, this is the Interpretation Committee.
Yes. So our proposal that we presented to the Interpretation Committee, and the Interpretation Committee decided that this was too broad for to be addressed.
Oh, so we're not going to do this?
Yes.
We are not, no.
I don't understand. So
this paper is a report back to you of the results, because you had asked the Interpretations Committee to do this work.
Yeah.
They've tried various, looked at various proposals, and concluded that in terms of addressing the issue, that the heart of the issue is too broad an issue for it to be able to do, but we wanted to report back to you what they had considered and why they had reached the decisions that they have.
So is this a decision, is this a recommendation from the Interpretations Committee or a staff recommendation?
The staff recommendation.
And what's the Interpretations Committee's view on this last one?
They disagreed.
Para 10 says that it's too broad. They focused on two issues, whether it's an absolute or relative, and they asked the staff to focus on that, and that's what the staff says now. It's an absolute concept rather than a relative concept.
Okay, so we're not going to do this last one.
No.
No, we are not going to do all the
because I think it's the right
all
answer.
All the table, we are not going
to. I agree with you. I said accept recommendation, but I thought it was a good.
But that was turned down by the board 5 years ago, and I think one of those who voted against were you.
This is your last chance.
It's going into you too, Brutus.
So it's just going to become part of the research project, is that right?
Yes.
We go.
I suppose it's our proposal for two reasons.
First reason is, you know, when staff originally, the interpretation originally proposed to recommend to clarify on the basis that is 84, paragraph 84, set a clear principle on objective. And my memory is not, you know. Very, very interesting, you know, when we finalized the amendment to 19, you know, we was proposed how to rationalize discount rate or fail. Then come out paragraph 33 as some kind of compromised result. And different from our tradition, that is, if there is a principle and objective, the principle paragraph should be in front of the detailed rules. The reason why in this standards we come out this result is because we are not able to conclude the principles and objectives. Then put the practical compromise on top of it. That becomes 83. And so on this basis, I don't think, you know, there is a clear principle objective. And therefore, we should not, you know, create something based on that unclear objective and principle. And secondly, we had small group meetings on discount rate research project. And I feel the paper, slide prepared by the staff, is so good, very, very good. And shows we are not consistent in terms of the components, as I discussed with Patricia last night, and in areas. We use terms like time value of money and some other big terms, but not consistent. And therefore, I feel, you know, to discuss such issue in the research project seems very, very important and useful. So I don't support to finalize this. And means I support fully with staff proposal.
Okay.
Following on what Wegwo said about the research project on interest rates, and the interpretation committee said that it should be addressed in that project. And my understanding, and maybe Alan can clarify this, is that the project, it is an overall project on interest rates, unlikely to come to conclusions about what discount rates to use in various standards. That would be a standards level decision. So maybe what the interpretations committee should have said would be addressed by the outcome of the research project or something like that. But I think it's important that we don't give our constituents the idea that this research project itself is going to answer standards level questions about what discount rates to use.
Can I just add to that, Pat, because I was going to make the same point. There's still discussion on the scope of that research project, and my understanding is that possibly next month the paper will come to the board setting out what the project's going to try to achieve. So that's the time we should have a good discussion on this item, because it may be, I think I agree with Pat, there's a good chance that this is too explicit, too targeted for the research. I don't think the research project will come up with an answer that says this is the right answer.
Alan, wasn't it a strong signal in the last IFAS meeting that the National Standard Setters thought waiting for a research paper was waiting too long to resolve the many issues around discounts?
What we have said we would do is, and as Ian said, we haven't set the scope yet, but what we want to do is bring back, and it's likely to be February rather than January, a paper that identifies what the main issues, and they could be things like defining time value of money, for example, what features of a discount rate are appropriate, or what the objective might be, and so on. And then we can get the standard setters involved in taking parts, components of that. Because the whole problem with the project is the Australians have been doing some work, which they have been promising us, on discounts, but it's quite a sort of going back to ground zero and then building up from there. We want to get some more targeted questions and problems that we need answers to, and then see if we can, it's not dividing it up, but get quite manageable pieces of research out of the standard centres. So it is going to be, it's a longer term thing. And from that, we then work out whether or not we have good standards level solutions to develop.
Okay. Thank you, Leonard.
Thank you.